I couldn't come and tell you place your car here or there. In the same way, I am Allah's property and creature. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to place me out here in public with everybody and have my freedom, or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the wisdom that He has alone, would like to place me in a prison, then this is His choice. He's my creator, and I accept His decree. I remember when I went to my parents, I was quite confused as to what to do. And my mother, she told me, she said, "Son, remember, death only comes once in life." And my father, who's 84, 85 years old, is technically blind, said to me, "Son, I would prefer to see you die in prison and that you are keeping to your principles and to what you believe in, rather than for you to sell your soul and, you know, to be rejected by yourself first and foremost, and of course by your Lord." And I remembered when I was thinking it, I was trying to figure with my soul, what should I do? The Sharia teaches us, take the lesser of two evils. But I remembered that a person who, as a young man, a young boy, I grew up reading his books and loving, you know, his teachings, Sayyid Qutb, saying that he was facing the executioner by Allah, the finger which bears witness that there is none worthy of worship than Allah. How could it sign to something which is false? I remembered Ibn Taymiyyah, who said, "What can my enemies do with me? My paradise is in my heart. It goes with me wherever I go. To put me in prison is to have me, let me have a khalwa, a private devotion to Allah. To execute me is martyrdom. And to kick me out of my land is a siyaha, or traveling, journeying in the path of Allah." So when I thought of these people who I read their books and studied and taught, and I compared myself, I knew that there was only one choice that I could take in front of me, is that to put my trust in Allah Azza wa Jal and hope for His mercy, and know that whatever Allah decrees for me, in the end, it will only be good. And as Umar al-Khattab used to say, "I do not care in what state I wake up in the morning, whether it's good or bad, since I do not know what is good for me or what is bad." Anyway, brothers and sisters, I don't want to take any more of your time. I only just said these few words that we remind ourselves that in the end we are Muslims. We are pleased with what Allah decrees for us. We know that what Allah has decreed for us would have never left us, and that what Allah causes to leave us would have never hit us. And we also know that our purpose in life is not a PhD in cancer, it's not making this money, but it's to worship Allah. And I can worship Allah just as well in a prison cell as I can outside of this masjid. And I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns me back to my brothers and sisters at the earliest time, and that He blesses each and every one of you and the rest of the Muslims with the good of this world and the hereafter. قول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.